With roots stretching back to the medieval stonemasons, its age-old traditions have remained virtually unchanged for centuries. Now, as the Brotherhood celebrates its 300th anniversary, the United Grand Lodge of England is allowing cameras in for the first time to reveal what really goes on behind closed doors. With an unprecedented access, we lift the veil of secrecy to discover what it means to be a modern-day Freemason. From the regalia to the lavish ceremonies and ancient rules, and of course, the unbreakable bonds of brotherhood. In the heart of London's Covent Garden lies Freemasons Hall, spiritual home for the craft's 6 million members worldwide. For nearly 20 years, worshipful brother Andrew Ross has been involved in Freemasonry's best-kept secrets, its commitment to charity. London, home to over 8.5 million people. The task of protecting them falls to the country's biggest police force. In a single year, they are called to 90,000 robberies and burglaries, 100 murders, and make more than 190,000 arrests. It's a force seen by some as the enemy, as they deal with life, death, crime, and its victims 24 hours a day. 4 a.m. Central London. PC Oz and Laura are halfway through a night shift. Oz has been in the police force for 7 years and recently qualified as a response driver. New recruit Laura moved on from Hull 2 years ago to join the Met. By the time Oz and Laura get to the crime scene, the driver is already in custody. Once upon a time, this factory was the center of an industrial empire that transformed Britain. And at the heart of that empire was a name that echoed around the world, Wedgwood. Favored by royalty, Wedgwood offered prestige porcelain for the aspiring customer. In an age of fine dining, this was the finest money could buy. Today's tastes have changed. Times have moved on. Under new management, Wedgwood is looking to the future, but the wheel still turns in Stoke-on-Trent. The kiln is still fired. A small group of potters are still using techniques pioneered by Josiah Wedgwood himself. A place where generations of craft and tradition are distilled into exquisite handmade objects, and where the past meets an uncertain future. Among the plates, the cups, and the teapots, something more lavish is beginning to take shape. The iconic jasperware that Josiah Wedgwood introduced in 1775 made his name famous the world over. Nowadays, the same methods are used to produce one of the company's most exclusive pieces, a panther vase.